So, hello, Shirley, and it's really, really good of you to do this interview. And I'm trying not to use an interview voice. We would like to record some of your memories of childhood. Can you just begin by saying how old you are?
I'm nearly 87.
Right, so you fall into that age group that we're interested about at the moment. And this is important for future generations to hear what life was like, and you were a child.
Yeah.
So what sort of era would you have been a child in? The 1940s? What year were you born?
37.
So you would have been a child through the 40s?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's sort of during the Second World War?
Yes, it was. Yes. We were living in London. In my younger childhood, we lived in London at the beginning of the war. We lived fairly near Croydon, which was London Airport in those days.
Right.
And we moved to Newington, a little village a few miles from Wallingford. We moved into a rented cottage owned by a farmer.
So
that was my parents, my sister and myself.
So what brought you out of London to live in Newington?
Because of the air raids. We spent time, we were either in the daytime, if we were out, we had to go into the underground shelter. We had a shelter in the garden at night time. My sister and my mother used to go in there.
What an Anderson change.
Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes we would just go under the stairs. There was an elderly neighbour used to come along. She always went under the stairs in our house where we were living then.
So then when you moved to Newington?
We moved to Newington, yes, into the cottage.
And how old were you when you moved down?
Like 5.
Oh, quite young.
Yes, yes. We rented this cottage for the farmer, and once a week we had to pay the rent. My sister and I used to walk up to the farm and to get to the kitchen where we met his wife to pay the money. We had to pass a stable that housed a bull and we used to be terrified to walk by. We used to duck down underneath the half door.
Oh, right.
Because it had a stable door and we were terrified because it used to bang at the door as we went by.
You saw you coming, man.
Yes. Well, he senses somebody there, I think. And so that's where we used to pay the rent. And then we bought our milk from another farmer in a can. We used to go up the farm and get in a can of milk. And he supplied most of the village, I think, until someone got TB. And they had to stop because it could only be sold once it had been tested. So TB was around even in those days.
Yes, and it came from the milk, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So that was quite good.
So did you go and get the milk every day then from the...
Yes, we must have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the water, we had no water laid on. My father used to go down to the pump. There was a well in the village.
Yeah.
And you had to go and pump your own water up.
Really?
My father used to... Not only did he only supply us with water, his mother lived in the cottage further up. And he supplied her with water as well every day. And I lived with her for a while. She was a widow. So my cousin used to live with her and then she got older. So then it was my turn to go and live with her. And one day, the German prisoners of war used to be dropped off and picked up each day just outside her cottage. And they worked on the farm.
Oh, really?
And I remember one particular day I was there. It was a terrific thunderstorm. And they ran they stood underneath her thatch. And she went out and invited them in and made them a cup of tea. I mean, she shouldn't have done that because they were prisoners of war. But she said, well, they're just those poor boys. You can't leave them out there. And she just invited them in.
So were you told not to socialise with the prisoners of war?
Well, it was the known, you just didn't. Because you know, it was against the law, I think, to contact them, certainly not to have them in your house.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, that those poor boys just can't, you can't just leave them out there like that.
So where did they actually live then? When they
don't know, they must have lived on barracks somewhere.
Somewhere near.
They were dropped off in the back of a lorry. I remember them getting out, getting in this lorry. And then shortly before they were, the lorry was due, she said, you better go back out now. And they went out. They thanked her very much for the cup of tea. And off they went in the lorry. So no one was aware
that, she said they've been in
that they'd been in there and had a cup of tea. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Yes.
But of course happened there.
So what, can you remember what you thought about prisoners of war at the time?
I was very nervous because she went out into the, it was like a scullery at the back where she used to boil the kettle and that, because of no electricity. She had oil lamps, you know.
All right.
And
so what did she boil the kettle on?
I don't know, she had a calagas or something that she boiled it on. And while she was out there doing that, and I was sitting in there and they were sitting opposite me, I felt very nervous.
Oh, so you were actually at home when they
Yes. Maybe it was in the school holidays or something.
Must have picked you up.
When we lived there, as a child, my mother didn't take me to school on the first day. Mothers didn't in those days in the village. You just went with the other children that were walking. We had to walk a mile and a half there, and then again at night, mile and a half back. And if we had heavy snow in the winter, and sometimes it used to be very heavy snow, we still had to walk just the same. And we just got on with it.
Yeah. So how big was the school?
Three classes.
And what ages were there at the school?
From 5 till 11.
All right. So it was that kind of...
Yes. Thing. Yeah.
And three classes, but three...
Three classes, yes. Yeah.
And was it a village school?
Yes.
In the village?
In the next village.
What village was that?
Southampton.
Southampton?
Yes. Yeah. But... on Saturdays, my sister and I used to come in on the bus into Wallingford and do shopping for my mother.
All right.
Yes.
So how long did the bus journey take to get into Wallingford? Can you remember?
It didn't seem very long. Probably about half an hour, that's all, I think. Not long. I remember coming back in, we'd had a lot of snow and it couldn't get up the hill. We had to get out and push.
Push the bus?
Yes. All the passengers had to get out and push the bus.
Wow.
Because he couldn't get a grip.
Yeah. I don't suppose they'd allow people to do it.
No. Because he could have rolled back on us, couldn't he? But you just got on with it.
Yeah, there were lots.
It was the accepted thing, and I think it never changes you, I don't think. We had a lovely childhood. We were so free. We could roam across the fields and make camps. And, you know, we were so lucky.
Yeah.
Compared to today's children.
That's right. Did you make little campfires?
No, we didn't have fires, no. Funny, isn't it? But, and we had a river just down the road from us that we could go paddling in.
Mm-hmm.
Not deep enough to learn to swim in, but we paddled in it.
Did you catch fish in
the river? Tiddlers, yeah.
Tiddlers.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. But we had a lovely childhood. But today, the children, it's sad, I think.
It's quite different, isn't it?
Quite different.
Yeah.
They don't have the freedom to just go off out because you don't...
On all day, I suppose.
Yes, we were. Yeah. All day.
So was there sort of rules about when you came home?
No, we just came home and we thought it was time to come home.
Oh,
yeah. We were well fed and well dressed. We grew all our own vegetables, Dad did. And he caught rabbits and that, and we had chickens, so we ate well, we were well fed on, you know, him doing the catching rabbits and that.
So how did your mother cook the rabbits? Can you remember that?
Well, she had just one cooker. She had electric. She had this tiny little one ring on top of this little electric stove. I don't know how she did the rabbits. Stew, I think.
She made rabbit stew. Did
yes.
She put them in the oven or in the saucepan?
In the saucepan, I think. I think,
God,
yeah.
Still.
She was a good cook.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good cook.
So when you went into Wallingford,
yes,
as shopping, what sort of shopping were you doing?
Well, we did some greengrocery, I think, for her. And what else did we get? Sweets. We went to the sweet shop and got air supply of sweets, which were on ration.
All right, so you were only allowed a certain amount?
Yes, we had a ration coupons.
You took coupons with you?
Yeah, yeah.
And what sort of sweets did you buy?
Sherbet lemons and that type of thing.
All right. Buy sweets as
well? Yes.
Surprise.
Yes, yeah.
Could you get bars of chocolate in those days?
I think you could, but perhaps we couldn't afford those. I don't know.
Too expensive.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because we didn't have a lot of money, obviously. But and I remember once going into, there was a shop, a toy shop downstairs. You know where today's the Champions shop is?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was there or thereabouts. There used to be a downstairs and there were toys and books and that. And I bought myself a book. And that was lovely because we didn't have any, what do you call it, like you've got today. You haven't got a, well, we get, we can borrow.
Library.
We haven't got, we didn't have libraries, was they?
Library.
No.
Right.
No. So we didn't have many books. It was a shame. Being a village, you know, there was nothing. Nothing like that at all.
So how did you pass the time and what did you do for entertainment? Because you said there was nothing, but what was entertainment like?
We played hopscotch. There was no traffic on the road. There was only one car that was owned in the village and that was a builder. And I still remember his registration number of his car. Even now. Is it funny?
Yes.
BKX409. It just sticks in your mind as a child.
Yeah.
And I could still remember it now.
Quite a short number, really.
Mm. But that was the only car in the village, so there was no traffic going through.
So you could play hopscotch?
Yes, on the road. Yeah. Quite so. And tennis. We used to play tennis on the road.
Yeah.
You know.
And you remember what sort of hopscotch you played, the names of the games?
No, just the one where you jump. We just numbered them.
Did you use chalk squares?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's lovely.
Yeah. Did you do skipping games as well?
Yes, we had skipping ropes, yes. Apart from that, we didn't have a lot of toys in that respect. But we just amused ourselves. Then, my parents didn't have to amuse. Occasionally, we would go on picnics. We'd go for a walk with a picnic with Mum. And pick a violet time. And then we'd pick violets.
For Mother's Day.
Well, not necessarily, no. It was just when they happened to be out.
That's the time they're out.
Is it? All right. Yeah. But we used to pick them and tie them into bunches with cotton.
Yeah.
That was nice.
So when you went on a picnic, what sort of food did your mother pack?
Sandwiches, I think. And probably cakes.
Cakes?
Yeah.
Not crisps and chocolate?
No.
Things are different.
Yes, absolutely. No, we never had crisps.
Yes.
No. And when the Americans, because the Americans were in Charlgrove, so they used to drive, we had them drive through the villages, you know, in convoys. And as you go out of the village, there was a hill. So we children used to collect up there when we knew they were coming because they'd go slower. And we used to shout out, "Any gun chum?" And they used to throw us out.
The chewing gum?
Well, sweets.
Sweets.
Yeah. And the black guys were the most generous.
Really?
Was it funny how a child would notice it? Because we didn't have any black people in the village, you see.
Yeah.
But we noticed that. They were more generous than the white guys.
Really?
Mm. Strange.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were lucky. And on the way to Wallingford on the bus, there was a field in Warborough where someone had obviously dropped a bomb truck to get rid of it, I assume. And there was a big crater in this field. And we always were drawn to look at that crater. Whereas when we were in London, we used to go up to visit afterwards. There was so much bomb damage.
Mm.
We used to go up on the coach.
How did that make you feel to see all that bomb down?
Awful, awful. Yeah. And when we were in London as a child, with bombs dropping,
It used to be awful. And I still hate the sound of a siren going off.
Do you?
It brings it all back.
Yeah. And do you remember any bombs dropping around the village you lived in?
Nope.
None at all?
Nope.
So you don't remember the plane coming down at Wallingford?
Nope.
No.
No, I don't. No, we were very lucky in that respect.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
Can you remember what sort of shops there were in Wallingford at the time? And I know, you said there was a toy shop.
Yes.
And somewhere where you could sell books and job.
I think Field and Hawkins were there then.
What did they sell?
Clothes.
Oh, clothes.
Mm. Yeah. Who else was there?
Was Pettit's there?
But they must have been, I should think. I think there must have been. I don't remember. We didn't go and buy any clothes or anything.
They don't buy kids.
No.
Yeah.
We had a friend of my mother lived in Wallingford. So when we'd finished our shopping, we used to go around and sit in her house until it was time to get on the bus to go home.
All right.
So
did the buses not run very often?
No. Once a week. That was all.
Only on the Sunday?
Yeah.
And
they may have gone on the Friday, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the other way, if you wanted to go to Oxford, you had to walk about a mile, at least a mile, to catch a bus to go into Oxford. My grandmother was going, this is years later now, my grandmother was walking down there to catch the bus, and this car stopped to pick her up. And it was, what was his name? Lord Duffield.
All right.
She didn't know who he was at the time. They were having a, you know, good conversation as they travelled into Cowley. And he said, well, this is as far as I go. He said, my name is Nuffield, I think he said.
That's right. Because he used to go into Oxford quite often, didn't he?
Yes,
obviously he worked.
Like, yeah, he did, yeah. But he obviously drove through the village. Maybe he'd seen her walking before, I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
But he stopped and gave her a lift. That was kind of him, wasn't it?
Well, people didn't worry about having lifts in those days, did they?
No, they didn't, no.
It wouldn't be like that.
No, no. They'd be wary, wouldn't they?
It would, yeah.
Yeah. So that was quite nice.
Hmm.
I think what else happened?
What did your father do then? What was his job?
He was working at Presteel with metal. They were making things for the war.
Right, where was Presteel? His factory, is it?
In Cowley.
Oh, in Cowley?
Yes. He used to go by, he had a motorbike.
Oh, right.
And he used to go on to work on the motorbike. And he was doing night work as long as I can remember.
So he worked, he used to go in at night?
Yeah, was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, at that time when we were young, when we came from London, there were just the two of us. And then subsequently the family grew and my mother had six children and then she had twins.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was eight altogether?
Altogether, yes. But I was older. When she had the twins, I was about 19, I think.
All right.
You know, so they were all spread over years. But she was a good mother.
Yes. So were you still living at home when the twins were born?
No. No, I'd left home then.
Where did you go?
Yeah, I was living in Oxford at that time because I was working in Oxford.
So what did you do? What work did you do?
I worked at the telephone exchange for the GPO. It was GPO in those days.
And did they provide living accommodation?
No, no, no. I stayed with, I paid rent in a house.
I see.
With family.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was nice, yeah.
This is quite a change from a village, wasn't it, going to
it was, house? Yes. And I used to cycle. I took my cycle with me. I used to cycle on the towpath.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Along the river?
On the river. Yeah, so it was good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yes, I worked there for 8 years, I think.
Mm.
Quite a long time.
Have you got anything else on your list?
Not so. Don't think so. No, I'm not about it.
What sort of clothes did you wear?
Clothes.
Must have had a school gym slip, I think. Just a gym slip, I think, we wore.
In the day, and then what did you wear on the weekends?
Goodness knows.
Can't remember.
No. Just not. Don't think we wore trousers, or did we? I think we didn't wear trousers much in those days.
You didn't wear trousers?
No.
Girls didn't wear
trousers. No, not in those days. No.
Oh.
No. No, just dresses, I suppose, we wore.
Oh, did your mother sew? Did she make clothes?
No, she didn't. So she must have bought those.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, she didn't sew. I don't think she had time. The house was always spick and span. I remember that. Just a polish. We had, I can see it now, this settee and armchairs. It was leather.
Oh, yeah.
And at the back. And there was a round design. There was a ship, I think, sailing ship or something. And that she always polished that well. It was always, she was very house proud. She always, you know, she had to work hard. I think when you've got a lot of children.
Yes, she did have a lot of children.
She did, yeah. She was a hard worker.
Mm. And how was the house heated? What was the heating system like?
Fire, just a fire.
You had a normal fire?
Yes, yes. Christmas time, we had two yew trees in the garden.
Yeah.
And for Christmas, my dad used to climb up and he'd cut a saw a branch off, and that would be our Christmas tree.
Christmas tree,
and we'd decorate it. We had little candles in you know, you put in the
to clip on.
Clip-ons, yes. And we were only allowed to light them just for a second or two. Then we had to doubt them because they would have caught light quickly.
Because there were no electricity.
Yeah,
no electricity. Did you have?
We did in that cottage. Yeah,
did you?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You still had candles on the Christmas tree, proper candles.
Yes. Yes. And we lit them, but it was only for a second or two. And they said, that's it. Right, put them out now, you know, in case it caught fire. Because they would go up. I mean, you know what a yew tree burns like.
Yes, it does.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so what happened about Father Christmas? Did he come to you at Christmas time?
We always had lots of things. We always had a stocking to hang up. And we had nuts and an orange and little presents in there.
In the stocking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we had some. Yeah, we did all right. We had a happy time. We also had a cockerel, for Christmas Day. He always fatted up the cockerel for Christmas.
Did you give your cockerels names?
No.
Oh, well,
no, we didn't.
Oh, well, because we had a cockerel called Horace.
Did you, Horace? Oh, very lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Caleb and I named. There's a rat that comes running across. Have you seen him? Yeah. Well, we call him Roland. And one of the doves we call Dave.
Oh, that's not relevant to our talk, but no, he's lying. Oh, God. Do you think we've run out of things to say?
Thanks.
Yes, okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
It's pretty well, it goes.
So I'm going to switch the machine off.
It might be of some use.